You're listening to Current State here on WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. Michigan native and MSU student Steve Price showed off his unique skill set recently on the TV show America's Got Talent. Steve builds Rube Goldberg-type machines, complicated contraptions that use dominoes and tubes and ping pong balls and other various materials to complete a simple task. On his appearance on the show, a single domino ultimately led to fireworks. The America's Got Talent judges were impressed.
My man, Sprite. I love this kind of thing. The idea that you sit in a room and you create this, your mind's got to be something else. I love it, and congratulations on that working out. That was quite an accomplishment.
Thank you.
I liked it.
Howard Stern there. Price's invention took him all the way to the quarterfinals of the show. Steve Price, welcome to Current State.
Hi, thanks.
How did you get into making these extraordinary Rube Goldberg-type creations?
Well, it's hard to explain. I've always been interested in how things work and playing around with toys. And one day I just decided to combine a bunch of things together and see what I could do with it.
Yeah, and when was that? How old were you when you did that?
That was about 6 years ago, so I was like 13. And then over the years, they got more and more complex to the point where I could take it to America's Got Talent.
And finally, it just became too irresistible. You had to apply to get on the show.
Yeah. Explain
the process of making the machine that people saw on America's Got Talent. How does that unfold?
Well, for my quarterfinals performance, I wanted to do something big. Like, the judges could say it could use more of a bang. So I wanted to come up with a way to light fireworks at the end.
Yeah.
So I spent like a day working on a theory to get a rig that would light up fireworks, and eventually I came up with the perfect rig. I made a few of them. I came up with a bunch of other ideas using various household objects, put everything together. I built it at home and then took it out to New York and rebuilt it on the stage of Radio City.
And it's crazy because for those of you who did not see it, this whole process is triggered by the proverbial tipping over of one domino. So the tipping over one domino by Heidi Klum ultimately led to fireworks. Now, how did the fireworks get lit ultimately? I mean, this is a long process, obviously, but in the end, how did they get lit?
So at the very end, I had some soccer balls roll off the edge of a table, and they landed on a lever type thing, and one end flips up, and on that end there are matches on the end, and then it was right up against the side of a box, and I cut out the side of a matchbox and glued it to that box, and when the lever flips up, the matches swipe and light the fuse above it.
Was that the most critical link in the chain? I mean, what was the most challenging link in this long chain of events?
Yeah, that was definitely the most difficult thing to come up with and get to work.
Lighting like a kitchen match or what was
just
it?
Regular stick matches.
Regular stick, okay, amazing. This must take an awful lot of patience and time. How long did it take to create what people saw on America's Got Talent?
I spent 2 or 3 weeks working on that performance.
But how long did it took you 2 or 3 weeks to create the whole sequence?
To come up with everything and build it and test it and everything before I went to New York.
How are you constantly exploring new ways to create cause? Well, cause and effect. Cause and effect is basically what we're talking about here.
Yeah, pretty much all day long I'm thinking of new ideas and then I'll go home later on and try something and see if I can get it to work.
How tense were you before the Heidi Klum actually tipped that domino over?
I actually wasn't too nervous. I was a lot more nervous for my first performance on the show. But then after that, I kind of got used to it. I got to stand on stage for a while and let my nerves calm before I started to.
We're talking with Steve Price, who's an MSU student. What are you studying, by the way?
Mechanical engineering.
This is, okay. So it's kind of like your major.
Yeah, it's exactly like it.
What do you want to? Is there an application for this? Can this be applied in some way?
Well, I'm not really sure where it's going to take me in the end, but I've gotten several opportunities after being on the show. Like, there are technology companies that want me to build machines for certain events and a few other things like that.
Are there other people like you in the community who are just drawn to this kind of thing, who are also involved in creating devices like this?
Well, there are actually a few people on YouTube that I talk to a lot, and there are probably only like a handful of them in the whole United States. There was also another contestant on AGT a few years ago who did something kind of similar to what I do, chain reactions.
And how was ultimately your contraption evaluated on the show? Who judged it?
The judges, Howie Mandel, Howard Stern, Heidi Klum, and Mel B. In my audition, everyone loved it. I went straight through. Then I went to Vegas, and I got sent straight through to New York City. And then that quarterfinals performance, which I think was my best, two of the judges absolutely loved it, and then two of them were kind of iffy if it could be in like a live show.
What do your engineering professors make of this?
They're really excited. I've gotten a few opportunities to build machines for different things at Michigan State that I'm going to start pretty soon.
Is there any particular device you're working on right now that you're especially excited about? Are you trying to up the sophistication of what we saw on television, for example?
Well, right now I haven't started building my next machine, but I'm thinking on ideas about how I can make it more of a performance, adding more lights and music to the background rather than just the machine itself.
Steve Price is a mechanical engineering student at Michigan State. You saw him last week on America's Got Talent. Good luck, Steve. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks for joining us.